is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Paul.
Hello?
What did you do? No, just kidding. Tell us why you need our help.
So, I went out with this girl, Amelia, about like a week ago.
About a week ago!
Well, and so I waited for like a little while because she stopped, calling and texting me back. And it's one of those typical things where it's like, I waited a week after our last texting, after our last date, to then, start freaking out about why she doesn't want to see me. And then I start texting and then I start calling. And then now I kind of feel weird because I don't want to call too much or text too much to like hurt the situation, but she hasn't responded to anything.
Let's just say we call her and we get in contact with her. And we ask her about you. What do you think she's going to say?
The only thing that I could think of that she might bring up, and honestly, if she's this shallow, then maybe I don't want to date her. But I got into a pretty bad accident about a year ago. And so I kind of have like this limp. It's not like, I'm not like Stephen Hawking or anything, like dragging myself through it. But
Jesus.
It's a significant limp, is what I'm saying.
That would be pretty shallow because limps are kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
Limps are kind of cool.
Yeah, you don't think a limp is cool? You see somebody limping, you're like,
I mean, I never thought of it as anything.
There's certain injuries that you look at and you're like, oh no, what happened to them? Whenever I see someone with a limp, I'm like, oh, I bet you they caught that in a cool way.
Yeah, like I'm in Pulp Fiction or something. And I'm walking, but honestly, it doesn't look weird. It does have that kind of certain swag about it.
All right, well, we'll give her a call next for you, Paul. Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Pebbles, we just spoke to Paul. He has a limp. That's all I got now.
Okay.
So Paul was telling us about his date with Amelia that he thinks went fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said, what do you think she would say about you?
Right.
And he said, I have a limp. And if she doesn't like my limp, then that makes her a pretty shallow person.
Right. I can't believe it would be that.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll call her right. It's probably something else. You know what? Maybe like you said, her phone died.
Yeah.
And she hasn't gotten it fixed for a week because everyone does that.
Yeah, right.
All right. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Amelia?
Who is this?
Oh, perfect. So, Amelia, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Okay, look, I'm really busy. Is this going to be quick?
It'll be super quick. I'll even tell you right now. So, we got a call from this guy, Paul. He likes you a lot. He would love to take you out again. No, listen. He would love to take you out again, and we're willing to pay for it. So, you name the date, what you want to do, when you want to do it. We'll set the whole thing up.
Are you kidding me? Paul called the radio to find out why I won't go out with him.
He thought something happened to your phone.
Nothing happened to my phone. He needs to get a hint. I don't need to talk to him or see him or want anything to do with him.
Do you not like his limp?
So he told you guys about the limp. Did he tell you guys how in the hell he got that limp?
He said it was an automobile accident.
Automobile. It's not no automobile. It was a bus that ran over him.
What? Okay, why do you seem angry about that?
Because he ends up telling me that he was trying to put a sign on a bus where his ex-girlfriend used to take all the time to try to win her back. So when she gets on the bus, she sees the sign. His ass got ran over for half a block, and that's why he has that limp on his leg.
Wait, is this a bus that his ex would take? Is that what it was?
Yes. Every morning she would take that bus to work, and he knew it. And he thought that would be romantic.
That's Are you just psycho. Mad that he wouldn't do something like that for you? It sounds like you're jealous about the ex. Or are you mad that he was doing something that stupid? Like, what is it?
Being a fucking idiot. And what am I going to tell my future kids if I even see a future with him? Oh, Daddy got a limp trying to get another girl back, and because that girl didn't want him back.
She has a point.
Yeah,
she's questioning his sanity a little bit.
You could just tell him in person because Paul's on the phone right now.
Paul, are you kidding me? I don't need to talk to him.
First
wasting
of all,
my
let me just jump
time.
In right here. I told you that. First of all, I can't believe that that's the reason that you wouldn't even call me back and just like text me and say, hey, sorry, I don't see a future, whatever. You could have just said that to me. Second of all, like, the reason that I told you that was because it was a gigantic romantic gesture, and I thought you would think that I was a good guy by doing that.
Paul, what did your ex-girlfriend do when she saw you get dragged by a bus?
Well, the worst part about this is that, you know, she didn't end up taking me back. She was really upset and kind of had this, a very similar reaction to the way that Amelia is doing it right now. But, I mean, I did that because I thought she would find it funny, more or less. It was, like, trying to get her back. But I thought, because the sign was, please say yes to us.
Yes.
But, like, there was a little B.
Oh,
like,
my was, like, God. Are you serious?
Say yes to bus. But, like,
no. This is too much.
Just tell me if that bothers you or if you think that's weird, if you think I'm a f-upper. Like, just tell me that. I don't.
Amelia, why don't you just tell him right now?
I think I f-ing did, and he still doesn't get the damn clue.
Well, hold on. Well, let's just cement this in case, you know, he still doesn't get it. Would you like to go on another date with Paul?
Clearly, we can take a lift. I
swear.
Anything
to
f-
you don't have
you.
To take a bus.
Here's the thing, though. You gotta like give this guy props for his creativity. I mean, he didn't. At least he didn't try rolling over under a bus this time around. He just called us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my romantic gestures are getting more minimal.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
I mean, come on, man. If this isn't stream meant to be, I don't know what does. They ended up going up because he called her by accident. It was a wrong number. That turned into a date. That, my friends, is fate. Fate. Or a second date update. That's what happens tomorrow morning, 8:10, right here with us. So listen, get out, crows.